is not a careful eater, you say, is muddy.
Sloppy, I'd say. That was the expression we usually use, or careless. That's the term mother would have given it. But he's careless with his appearance.
And someone who makes up his mind and won't change it?
Set in his way.
Someone who's easily offended. You say he's...
Oh.
Or would you just say easily offended?
I believe that's the way I'd put it, though.
Was touchy?
He's touchy, yes. He's just too touchy for his own good.
Was that common?
Not too much. People are that way a whole lot more now than they used to be. Yeah. It seems to me like people take offense at things more than they used to. I don't know.
And you might say, don't push him too far.
Yes, don't push him too far. You can push him just so far.
If you push him farther, what happens?
We used to say, he'll blow up if you push him too far. Or you want to look out if you push him too far.
And what would that mean, he'll blow up?
Well, just give you a piece of his mind, or maybe a little more definite than that, and warp you with something.
A baby had colic, and the young mother were just so distraught, she was running around and just going to pieces in general. What might you say to her?
I'd say she'd be hysterical. Turn it on, darling.
What would you tell her to?
Well, I'd just say, calm yourself down. It isn't moving to colic.
Oh, that's a frightful thing. Oh, I'm going to read your books here.
It sure is a frightful thing, I'll tell you, especially for new parents.
And if you are so tired you can hardly move, you say you're...
Well, I am just exhausted.
And what expression do you use for becoming ill?
Well, usually I'll say, well, I am as sick as a pup. Uh-huh. Or I just don't feel a bit good.
No, I mean, I was thinking more of the business of becoming ill.
Oh. You mean...
Just all of a sudden he...
Collapsed?
Well, got sick, took sick?
Yes, you...
Became sick?
Became...
That's a hard one to ask.
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, it's hard to...
You listen.
Yeah.
Good
old show. Goodbye. You'll be back at
the
Thank you. We'll wrap it up tonight. I'm having a good visit. I don't know how you grab it.
Yeah, but she comes up, she tells me a lot of this stuff then.
Have a good time.
And so...
if your voice gets sort of scrapy and scratchy down there, you say you are...
Hoarse? That's what I'd say.
That's a miserable feeling. Too.
Oh, indeed it is.
And this would be a...
cough.
If children are making a lot of noise, what do you tell them?
See if you can't quiet now. That's what I always say to the grandchildren. They're used to when they're little.
And a person who has lost his hearing is...
deaf.
And if someone... If someone worked out in the sun and his shirt was just dripping wet, you'd say, my, how he...
has been perspiring.
Is that what you would have said?
Yes, well? That's the way I usually do. A lot of people, though, say, my, that man's sweat clear through his shirt. Uh-huh. And I heard a man say last night, look how that kid's sweating out there.
Uh-huh.
The picture was just wringing wet. But I usually use the term perspiration.